You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Basketball Wives LA After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Basketball Wives LA After Show.
That's right, it is the After Show for Basketball Wives LA. I'm so excited. It's a party in here today. It's a girls' night out. We have some very special guests in the building. I am Lauren Turner, here back again each and every Monday, and I'm here with the beautiful Fallon Mercedes.
Hey guys, how are you doing? I'm excited. We have a great show today. Yeah.
Yeah. And to my right is, you may notice her from other AfterBuzz shows, Miss Stanley.
Yes, I do the game sometimes. I filled in for Basketball Wives last season, and Fallon called me up last minute. I was in the car, I put on my makeup, and I had to come.
Well, yes. You look beautiful.
You're making
the car.
Coming.
Awesome. And across from me, we have another beautiful lady.
Wait, can I introduce her?
Sure, this is Fallon's bestie, so introduce her.
This is my best friend, my basketball wife. If I was a basketball player, Gisenya Velasquez.
Hello, everybody.
But you guys may have seen her from ABDC. She's a dancer, choreographer. She's amazing. She's also toured with Cirque du Soleil. And she loves Basketball Wives. That's something that we talk about all the time at home. So I thought you'd be great to be on the show today. Thank you.
No,
I think
you're awesome.
Right.
I'm excited.
And then we also have on the celebrity guest couch, Miss Leslie Berkland from Style Network's Big Rich Texas, which is another one of my favorite
awesome
reality
shows.
Yeah, we were just talking about last week's episode. So thank you for being here.
Oh, I'm happy to be here. I'm thrilled.
Why are you so quiet now? You should have
heard
it before.
I don't know.
All I know is with Basketball Wives, I'm in. I'm sold.
Yes.
So I'm so thrilled to be here.
I know. It was awesome to sit on the couch next to you. You were like, oh, I know Jackie. She's amazing. She's just like me.
I do kind of identify with her.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Very
I've heard
much
before
so.
That you are kind of like the Jackie of Big Rich Texas. So.
Ah, maybe. I see. Well, I just see things that happen to her that really she hasn't done anything. So sometimes you have to break it down and see what she's really done. And I can't say anything. I like her.
Yeah.
I'm
cool.
Team Jackie.
Yes. Speaking of Team Jackie, let's start off talking a little bit about Jackie and Brooke, because we know before they got into a literal fist fight. Like, it was a fight.
Yeah.
Pulling hair and everything. And this episode, we see that they're, you know, back to being kind of cool with each other.
So. This was just so odd to me that we see one scene where they didn't even show the fight. You just see ripped t-shirts and hair knotted and pulled. And then you see these two women come together like, hey, how's it going? I haven't seen you in a while. You know, it's nice to see you. I'm sorry. And I wore my hair back just in case you decided to pull it again. But I thought it was nuts that they went from one extreme to the other in a matter of, what, two episodes?
But in all honesty, the brawl was heavily to do with tequila.
Oh, I was going to say that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they didn't really have any beef going into that fight, you know? It was kind of between Jackie and Drea, and granted, Brooke's Drea's friend, and then just alcohol and everything ensued, a fight, and then now we're sober, and okay, hey, girl, hey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Were they friends before, or did they always have some issues?
They kind of were.
They got along.
Got along,
yeah.
So it was just one drunken
okay.
day.
It still seemed odd to me that all of a sudden, I mean, I would need maybe a little more time than just a week.
A couple of shots of tequila. For rekindling.
I meant to make up. I mean, I think it might take a little bit longer than that. Because it seemed like it was nothing.
Right. Yeah, this had to be the quickest makeup that I've ever seen. Maybe more time went by. Maybe, you know, there was a couple more interactions before they made up that we didn't get to see. But I think, you know, as an audience, as the viewers, we kind of just were left up in the air. Just like when we seen the fight, it went from one shot to another. And I know the producers are handling the show a little bit differently mm-hmm. this season because of all the fighting that went through last season. Maybe they're like, hey, you guys are not going to go on air if you guys are going to keep on fighting.
Yeah.
But to me, it just leaves us a little confused.
Yeah. I mean, and, you know, I am, as Lauren's love, I thought it was awesome that they were able to come together and realize, hey, you know, we were drinking, we were being stupid, and we're adults. You know, this is one of the first times where I actually felt like they were being adults. Acting and just right. making up for, you know, whatever was going on between them before, no tequila involved anymore, and now let's be friends again. Instead of, I hate those long, drawn out, you know, mm-hmm. I have to get back at her, you know, all these things. Like,
that's the thing. That's like, sometimes, just like guys, sometimes you do just need to swing it out. Get that aggression out, and now it's done and over. We can move on, kisses, and tomorrow's another day.
Exactly. So. I wish more of the girls would be like that.
But do you, Lara's whole grudge against Jackie from the last season before that? It's like she's being fake, and she's friending her for whatever reason, but still talking about her.
Oh, you think maybe that's what Brooke is doing?
No. I mean, like, you know how you said you wish, you know, the girls would patch things up and just mm-hmm. all get along or whatever. I just think with the whole Lara and Jackie thing, it's either friends, be friends, or not. Don't
exactly.
be fake and talk about other people and...
Yeah, what does everyone think about this whole thing? Because I haven't been here talking with you guys with the whole Laura and Jackie thing.
It's crazy. I feel like Laura is, like, doing a serious Dr. Jekyll.
Yeah, to me, I don't find it genuine at all. I feel the only time so far in this season that Laura has been genuine, it's been with her sister. She had that heart-to-heart talk with her saying, you know, I feel like you went Hollywood. And Gloria's like, no, I've been the same. You're the one who hasn't been here for me. I've been through a lot. So I feel like she's the only one that she'll confide in and kind of open up and let her hair down with. Everybody else, she's putting on a show. And I think, I don't know if she wants more airtime or she wants to show more of her fashionable sense. Now she wears glitter on her face
backpack.
And she lost a lot of weight and she's a little more in tune with her fashion side. But it just seems a little awkward. It doesn't seem sincere.
Right. So even her whole theory about, okay, well, back at you, like, you did this to me, I'm going to do this to you, karma is a... You're not feeling that? Because I kind of see what she's saying. I mean, in terms of sometimes people need to learn their lesson. Jackie is not going to learn her lesson just by you being the bigger person and moving on and trying to be friends with her. So I guess she's kind of trying to be like, okay, you feel what I felt, and then maybe that will help Jackie evolve.
But I think it's quite obvious that Jackie, a lot of the times, just had no idea what she was doing and almost kind of ignorant to certain things.
You think?
I think that, at least at this point in this season, a lot of she's really trying. I do think she's trying, as opposed to Laura, who every second she gets is saying,
spitefully,
I'm doing this because I want to get back at her, because I want to get back at her. Now, Leslie, you're on a show that's quite similar, where there's a lot of estrogen in the building all the time, lots of drama, lots of fights. Can you kind of relate to this?
A lot of backstabbing. And what's so interesting to me is when somebody says, you know, has a conversation with someone that you think is sincere, and you're maybe opening up to them, and then they'll turn it around and go to every single other person. Mm-hmm. And this, it just evolves and turns into something that isn't even true. What I do like is that the viewers and the fans, they're pretty smart. And they can figure things out. Like, there's an agenda. You know, she's really... Yeah, so I like that. Because sometimes it takes a while, though, sometimes. It's like you have to think, wait a minute, she didn't do that. But I am a little confused about Jackie because I didn't see last season. Was she more of the villain?
Definitely.
Yes, she was.
Okay.
She was the villain.
She was definitely the villain. She has come around. And, I mean, I do get it. I do understand why Laura is upset. But there comes a point in time where now you're just looking stupid and immature. And I don't know, speaking of the fans, I mean, our Basketball Wives fans are Die Hard as well. And are you guys Team Jackie? Are you Team Laura? Get on iTunes, comment, rate us. Yeah. Let us know what you guys think. Right now, I'm definitely Team Jackie. It could change. I don't know. What about you guys?
Well,
I don't know. I'm kind of split in the middle. Just for the simple fact that, like, as a grown woman, I would try to forgive and forget. But at the same time, if I was put in her shoes, it kind of, like, I don't know about that. I could be like, all right, well, I'm going to do this maliciously because she did this to me. But then again, it's like, leave it alone. Like, I've done a lot.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
Jackie seems sincere. To me.
I think so. A little. I think
okay, she's well, okay, sorry. Maybe she's she seems sincere when she's
more
trying
than
to be
Laura,
friends.
For sure.
I think she's good at being sincere. She's good at kind of faking sincere, because I know we're going to talk about a little bit later the whole daughter situation. Yeah. So that even brings more light into Jackie's issues. But if I had to choose, which is such a hard choice, I would honestly say I'm Team Laura. Yeah. Laura does look like an idiot, and, you know, I'm not a whole eye for the eye type of mentality, but at the end of the day, Jackie for seasons has proven she's crazy.
Yeah.
With every single scenario and situation, even with Dre, like, you know what I'm saying? And
I'm just
this is the one time that I thought Laura is being crazy. So
yeah,
there might
she's
be a method
doing
to
it on
her
purpose,
madness.
And it's like it's almost
but isn't
like
that
she's
better.
But it's not better because Jackie may have some issues. You know what I mean? But Laura has been sane all the way up until now, and for her to maliciously and like laugh at it and just kind of do that like villain laugh, like ah ha ha, like leave, just go away, don't be your friend anymore. It's just it hurts me to see Laura doing that. If I had a friend that was doing that, I'd be just like the girls and try and band together and have Laura stop bullying, because it's just not fair.
I think I would have to say I'm Team Jackie, because she came into the studio, we got to meet her, and, you know, I think we are taking it away as this is real life, and this is, but I don't know, maybe you can give us some advice, but sometimes, like, you have to play up to a certain degree when you're on TV. You have
you go
to
bigger.
Know your exactly bigger. You have to know your role. And I think with Jackie, when she came in here, she was just so professional, so kind. To me, there was some sincerity in that. I think maybe what we're seeing is not all really her. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. As for Laura, I've never met her, and I just seen her one way the entire show, and then all of a sudden this season she's, you know, switching it up. I don't know.
Well, you do go bigger, but you're still sincere. Like, I will say things that I would ordinarily say, but you just do it in maybe a bigger way or a more dramatic way. So you can't not be true to yourself and who you are, because then you're just acting, and then it sort of defeats the purpose.
And that will show.
But there is something into it, like as far as their makeup that seems so quick between Jackie and
Brooke,
the hair puller. Okay, Jackie. Okay, Brooke. That there sometimes there is a lot of time in between,
because
you know we only see it as an episode or two, but it might be really a month, and they may, and there are sometimes the cameras aren't rolling 24/7,
exactly,
so we do get to go to sleep. Although they have followed me into the bathroom before, so that's just like really, really, I need some time alone.
Yeah, that's that cool. I mean, this episode Brooke is making up with everyone. She made up with Bambi as well, which was interesting.
This is what I do not like about that, okay? I don't like that it took a fight or a beef with another woman for them to come together. Mm-hmm. I feel like I don't like when girls do that. They trade, okay, we're not going
to
beef anymore because
there has to be a villain.
Yeah, because we're going to be, no, like, how come you guys couldn't come to that conclusion or that decision on your own when you weren't tag teaming and, you know, bullying up on somebody else? Yeah. I didn't like that at all.
Well, I mean, I think even from the fight, I think kind of Bambi respected Brooke for how she kind of threw down. You know what I'm saying? Because Bambi is kind of a tough kind of girl. She's always repping Compton.
They're both tough.
Right.
Girls.
And always. I think just like even with Basketball Wives with Evelyn, and you know, like when you see two lions, they like each other. So I think Bambi grew a lot of respect for Brooke in that last episode. And so that's why she even would approach her to talk to her about Laura. So she kind of forgave her even before she found out that she hates Laura.
Which I still don't even understand that fight. Like, you're fighting over a guy that neither one of you is even dating anymore. I don't get women in that
girl.
Sense.
Well, that's a whole other story.
That's an entire different television show or TV show, internet show, whatever. But yeah, we won't get into that.
Yeah.
But some fun that was had, and this is what brought Brooke and Bambi together, was Malaysia's birthday party, which was an 80s-themed roller skating party, which seemed like a lot of fun. I kind of wish I was there.
I thought Fallon went. Like,
yeah,
I did too.
I went to Harden, James Harden. He's a basketball player. We went to his birthday party, me and my girlfriends, which was also an 80s theme, which was a couple days before Malaysia's party. So it looked like, when you see pictures online, it looks like the same exact party.
Yeah, I thought it was the same
But one. I think I would have been more excited to go to the Basketball Wives party just because I would be able to be with all the girls and really chime in and see what's really going on. But it was a good time. The party that we went to, I fell a couple times. The outfits were awesome. You know, we got to dress up, as you've seen, 80s theme. But Jackie, me and Jasenia were just,
fashionista.
She just got promoted or got this gig, whatever you want to call it, to being a designer on Fashion Week in New York. And she comes to this 80s theme party. She does not look 80s.
She had the hat. That's it. Now you're being a mean girl.
No.
Just like Laura.
She does not look 80s.
The 80s was a hat. Maybe she
was
had
the
other
least
engagements.
80s.
She was the, yes, she was the least fashionable. I'm sorry. She even told us that the producers sometimes give them clothes to wear.
Mm-hmm.
Honey, the
maybe
producers
they told her to
didn't.
Wear that. I don't
know. They didn't.
She had her leg warmers on.
I just think that she could have done a better job with that.
And she's doing Fashion Week, which
yes.
is exciting. We'll see more of that in the next episode. But she is claiming to have done fashion, getting chosen for Fashion Week.
And she said that she actually wanted to do fashion since she was 3 years
three.
Old.
3 years old. Yeah.
From three.
From
3 years
old, she
wanted
to be. She was dressing her Barbies. And,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
And she actually brought Malaysia in on it. She said, you know, I'd love to have your help. You know, Malaysia is a little fashionista herself.
Yeah,
we all know that on the show, Drea has this new bikini line.
But wait, she didn't ask her to actually model. She only asked her to greet people.
To greet people.
This is
and
true.
And maybe be on the runway, but not really just greet. Be a greeter. Like at Costco.
That's good that you got that.
Like at Costco.
But that's so true, and that's why I'm saying, like, you guys, and I want to mark this, that you guys all said
okay,
you're Team Jackie.
I did say, okay,
but
you're right.
In a couple episodes, Jackie throws underlying digs all the time, especially with Drea, and you're right. It wasn't really like, oh my God, I think you're so amazing, you need to be in my fat. It's like a little like, oh, you can, like, clean up. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I mean, but I wouldn't take that away. I mean, from her, Malaysia may be short. You know, Fashion Week, you want tall girls, and there's a lot of politics that go into it if this really is a Fashion Week show. So maybe she just wanted her friend involved in some kind of way. And so that was the way of doing it.
As a greeter.
As a greeter. Oh, sorry,
that
Gabby,
was a try. This episode, it really seemed like it was the Jackie show. I feel like she was in almost every scene. If it wasn't her in it, it was about her.
Yeah.
You know, either Laura talking about her, and we also seen her talk with her daughter, which was very, very interesting because we've been seeing this beef between both of her daughters and Jackie. And, you know, we see the relationship with Doug and her, and they seem to really have it together. That is one relationship that I feel like I can relate to and understand. Even how opposite they are, they seem to find this, you know, common ground with each other where Doug can give advice and she respects it. And it's Jackie is one that's very hard. You're looking at me like you don't agree.
I agree, but you know the backstory, right?
What's the backstory?
Because even in L.A., because my sister's lived here for years and years and years, Jackie Christie is known as the crazy lady that will literally kill anyone that looks, comes near anything, or man, like, she took it to the nth degree, and I respect that at a certain point. Things are crazy out here, especially in the basketball world. You have to protect your man, but she took it to the level, like, literally, I will stab you, kill you. This and she kind of made him scared to even look at, and you see little hints of that throughout the show. Like,
then it worked.
And you're completely right. They have almost like a perfect bond, but what she had to do to get it is kind of really intense.
I mean, she talked to us about it a little bit when she was here as a guest, and you know, she mentioned that she would be on the tour bus with him, or the bus with him, and you know, going to the different cities, and you know, that was a way for her to to keep the marriage going. You know, I'm Respect sure that. Absence sometimes doesn't make the heart grow fonder if you're a basketball superstar. So, you know, I commend her
oh,
for
yeah,
that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, so now I'm starting to piece it together. Okay, I just seen it come together in my head.
Like light bulb.
Yeah, it really just went off because I do respect their relationship that they have. And mm-hmm. you're saying that she's so crazy. She doesn't let any woman get next to him. Mm-hmm. But has it come to the point where she doesn't even let her kids get next to him? Mm-hmm. Because in this episode,
is
her
he
daughters...
The of the two daughters?
Yes, okay. right?
Of the one. The one.
No. Oh, okay. I thought it was both daughters.
I'm not sure.
No, she had the oldest one.
Before,
and then she had Chantel.
With him.
With him,
okay.
Yeah.
So that's why she's the light-skinned one,
yeah.
maybe, possibly.
I'm guessing that's
okay.
why, yeah.
So in this episode, we see both of the daughters, well, one of the daughters speak on the other one, saying that, you know, speaking to Laura, one was the outcast, saying that, you know, my mom kind of separated us, you know, that the oldest one was darker, that she was heavier, that she needed to lose weight, that she couldn't take family pictures. But then she even gone into a little bit of a backstory of how she doesn't really have a relationship with her father, Doug, and maybe that's why. Maybe because Jackie is so controlling that she won't even let her daughters get next to him. I don't, that's...
It could be. And that happens a lot, like psychologically. A lot of women just feel like, okay, when I have a daughter now, that's going to steal my husband's affection. Like there's all sorts of different things that go into families. And if it could happen, Jackie could be the one.
Yeah, I think a lot of things that's going on with Jackie and her family just always make me think, you know, I hope that she's getting therapy because there's a lot of layers to things that are going on with her kids and with her husband and with the other girls. But someone actually even tweeted earlier today while we were watching that they, you know, it's sad that Jackie is more worried about the acceptance of the girls than her own daughters. And I thought that was interesting because it does seem like that. But it could be just the producers making it like that. But she doesn't seem to care as much about what's going on with her daughters.
Is this the only time we've ever heard a daughter talk about her mom? Because, I mean, she's 19. Mm-hmm. And I know what it's like with my 19-year-old Kaylin. And that girl can produce tears in 0 to 6 seconds. And she can embellish stories.
Sure.
And she can get all sorts of attention. And then, and not even realizing that it's not 100, it's just an embellishment. So I was just sort of wondering, you know, if there was some history, like on the show with the kids, if there are some other problems.
Well, that's a great point, because I was actually thinking that too, just even when the last episode, we finally heard her daughter talk when they were in therapy, and she said, oh, you never tucked us in, different things like that. Sometimes perception is completely misconceived. There's a lot of things you don't remember about your childhood that happened, but you just physically can't remember it because you were so young.
Yeah.
And Jackie was like, I was there to tuck him in. I'm sure she wasn't there all the time, but, you know, I think a little bit, you know, half and half. There's
well,
always
some kids remember the two times they weren't there.
Yeah.
And not the, you know, thousands that they were. So they, you know, talk about that. So I was just wondering, and I thought it was sort of inappropriate. I mean, is this 19-year-old really, really close to Laura? I mean, are they,
that is what's kind of interesting is that, you know, Laura and Jackie have been friends for over 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so I'm sure the daughter did feel like
close.
She could trust Laura. But this is another thing that makes me not about Laura anymore is now you're bringing the kids in this. Like, okay, you have an issue with Jackie. That's one thing. But you're bringing her daughter into this and, like, serious issues that are going on. And not using it to help the daughter, but using it so you can find another thing to hurt
her mom.
Yeah, Jackie. Yeah. So that really, really bothers
well,
me.
Well, then she went and told everyone else.
Yeah.
Before she, you know, talked to Jackie.
Yeah.
I mean, if she really cared, she would immediately, you know, just go to Jackie.
Exactly.
And talk about it and say it in a really nice, delicate way, in a caring way.
But like Laura said, she's going to make Jackie feel as if she was pregnant and she got birth. She gave birth. So... It's almost like...
It, that wouldn't fit in her agenda to be really nice and caring, right? Okay.
So it's like she's not doing it for any good purposes.
Then you're right. The kids, you can't mess with the kids.
No.
You can't bring them in, no.
But then the kids really wanted an outlet to speak. And we actually talked, you know, during the show a little bit, me and Fallon, about this because it's hard sometimes. Children need other people besides their parents to talk to, whether an aunt or this or her daughter is crying out to speak to somebody. and it kind of was a great place to vent Laura. And it just so happens that everything the daughter was saying is the same exact stuff that Jackie did to the girls last season. So obviously there is a lot of truth to it. Like when she said pitting the two daughters against each other, that's what Jackie did all season, was pit the girls against each other. So she would be the favorite because everyone hates each other. That's exactly what the daughter said that she does with the children.
And I find it interesting that it's not just one daughter that's not Team Jackie. Your two daughters are not Team You. I think that's a problem. I think if it was one daughter who was buddy-buddy and one that wasn't, we could be like, okay, you know, maybe there is something or maybe there isn't. But when you have two of your own daughters who have something against you, I feel like there might be a problem. And I feel like as, you know, as charming as Jackie was when she came on the show, I feel like whenever the family has issues, I feel like that kind of shows an indication of true character, because that's your family. You know, it's not just girls that you're placed in a show with that you have to survive with. This is people that you have to live with that are coming against you, you know. For me personally, whenever I date a guy and he doesn't have a good relationship with his mom, that's a big red flag.
Me too, that's a big red flag.
So when I see this, you know, two of your daughters are not getting along with you, I think that's a big red flag.
I didn't realize it was both daughters, and I wasn't suggesting that the 19-year-old daughter was just making it up.
I mean, there obviously is something embellished.
Yeah. But that's why I'm saying wait till a couple episodes. Everyone's going to be Team Laura.
We're definitely going to find out more, and I'm looking forward to it. I know we all are looking forward to seeing what happens with the daughters, even though it kind of makes me cringe when it becomes this much, you know, the family is involved this much, and it's just like, I feel like we're a fly on the wall, and in a way it's not good. I wouldn't want anyone, you know, invading my...
But I would also have to say this, that, you know, Jackie is the only one who really lets us into her family out of the other girls. So, you know, maybe if the cameras were turned on all the other families, maybe we would see some of their issues.
Of course we would.
Yeah.
Especially, I mean, between Laura, Gloria, the only one we don't know about problems really is Malaysia. And we just don't know anything about her. And it's interesting because have you guys talked about the rumors of who's on next season yet? Right. And it's interesting that it's Jackie and Drea that are supposedly the ones that are confirmed to be on, just probably for the same reason you said. They're the most open. They show the good, the bad, and the ugly. Everyone else is so busy talking about someone else's problems, you know?
Well, it's I like that also there were a couple of positive points in the episode today. There was a charity basketball foundation that which girls went to?
It was BME in Malaysia.
And so I thought, even though it was very, very quick, it was nice to see them talking to the young girls about, you know, their futures and basketball and why they play and things like that. So I thought that was kind of cute. So I wanted to touch on that a little bit.
Oh, we also seen in this episode that Gloria, you know, was making her acting debut in her webisode series. And she actually did a really good job. From what we've seen.
I loved
She was very athletic and she was getting shot and fake blood was splashing all over. And it was nice to see the girls actually do something and not sit around the coffee table the whole time and,
drinking.
Talking junk about each other. So it's nice to see that they're actually out there doing something.
Maybe she'll be doing feature films and then the rumor will be she won't be on the show.
Yeah, that'll be awesome.
Maybe that's she'll be famous actress.
Definitely. Best of luck to Gloria. It did look like she actually got shot. So that was kind of cool.
Now, on your show, I know you are like the inside scoop for all of us because you have a reality show. So when you're watching this, you see, you know, you can probably picture in your head, like, I know what it is to make a scene like that. I know what it is when you're doing your confessional, how long you're there, and the producers are questioning you about things that you may or may not want to talk about. When you were watching the show today, did you have any memories, or was there anything that you felt like, oh, I can identify with
that? What struck me is it seemed real. It really, because sometimes, because I will watch some other reality shows too, and I'm like, you know what? I can see how it was sort of arranged or minute, you know, how I could just see that. But I was really impressed.
And what seemed real about it? What portion of the episode or just all of it?
Especially their interviews where they're, you know, where you're sitting and it's a part where you can say they were just absolutely natural in what they were saying. I don't think that they were prodded in any way or, you know, in the vein of this or how did you feel about that? So they just seemed like they were actually speaking.
Raw emotion.
Yes. And I like that.
Yeah, so. I think a lot of people are misconstrued. I work in TV, TV producer, production side, and everyone just thinks everything about reality is fake. And that's so not true. And just like you can tell the difference when you're watching. Like sometimes these girls aren't good enough actors to pull off this emotion. That's just the bottom line.
When
you know?
People say, oh, Les, like they might tweet, so like a Leslie's a horrible actress. It's like, I know I am. That's why I'm on a reality show because I can't act.
Exactly. So it's good to hear. Even on Bitch, I watch her show. Oh, my God. It's so amazing. And same thing. There's big characters in Texas. People are full of life, full of energy, and people just assume, oh, there's no way people can really act like
oh,
that.
Oh, no. And now a reality show is like it's not something where it was almost taboo back in the day. Now it's like everyone wants to be on a reality show. Mm-hmm. So they kind of know the deal in a way if you're going to be on a show. Now, Leslie, how did everything happened with you because Big Rich Texas is about a bunch of Dallas socialites
and
their daughters.
From Texas at all.
So how did you get on the show?
I don't see the big hair. Where's the big hair? Big personality, but no big hair.
Okay, so this is the real deal. My producers probably be mad at
Wait,
me.
Wait, can
for
we get an exclusive?
Yes, yes. Okay.
TV exclusive.
The entire show was cast, and a couple. Mom, daughter, they dropped out. And I have a friend who actually was one of the producers on the show, and he knew that I was basically retired and just sitting at home.
What did you do before this? I'm sorry.
I modeled and I owned real estate. Oh, nice. Just in that, into, you know, buying properties, owning apartment buildings. And so, but I was just sitting at home having coffee on my deck, watching golfers go by. And my friend called and said, have you ever thought about moving to Texas? I said, why not? It's the pageant capital of the world. I'm into pageants. She goes, well, do you want to come? And that was on a Wednesday. I was in Texas on a Sunday filming the next day. Got there, rented a house, and all of a sudden I met these women. My cousin's on the show. She's not blood related, but I mean, I have a cousin by marriage who was already cast on the show. That was a coincidence.
Oh, wow.
I did not know until I was on the show looking at Facebook. I said, I know her. Like, she's on the show. So it all kind of just worked out.
And you're like, what did I get myself into?
First season, because you don't know what you're doing. Yeah. Every moment was fun and exciting. Second season was fun and exciting. But this last season, everyone wants to go big. There is a little bit of competition.
Yeah.
I have to confess on the show. So everyone wants to go big because then they can sort of direct. Like if there's a big, huge fight and somebody hits you, then all of a sudden, yes, it is storyline. So all of a sudden, you know, then the cameras have to go in that direction instead of another direction where someone might be having a house party. Well, that goes on the wayside, and then it goes to the bigger story.
Sure. Well, you seem like one of the, I would say the most popular character.
Oh,
character,
you are quote, so unquote, sweet.
On the show. No, really, I'm serious. I really do think that the fans love you and your goddaughter, and I mean, why do you think that is? Why do you think the storyline?
Well, I haven't heard that, but so thank you.
You're welcome.
But it's kind of funny because there's, you know, I don't go online, I don't tweet anymore, and I don't have a Facebook, unfortunately.
And why is that? You kind of gave us a hint to why that was.
For right now, I'm actually being in real life bullied by another cast member.
Wow.
And it's really hard.
And who's that cast member? Are you allowed to say?
I'll say it at the very end of the show.
Okay.
I think you can guess. And this person is like sweet and funny, but she's constantly tweeting, and she has a lot of accounts that aren't hers, and creates this, and so it's really hard. So if you go online or even on the fan pages, it looks like she's the most popular, the most loved, and they would just say Leslie's a tacky whore. I mean, they were just saying this, so it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard, and I wish I could. I want to have, I closed out my Twitter account. And after you close it out for so many days, then you lose the right fans. To your name. I lost the right to my name. So somebody
is now
took up the
has
name.
Now taken oh, my name and is tweeting people as me.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah.
So it's not so the real
it's
Jess.
Like, so just like, no. Would you do another season? I mean, it seems like it's...
Yeah, I have to go. I mean, I'm not going to be bullied out of the, you know, out of Texas. So it's not going to happen.
Do you have any regrets from doing this now that after the third season it's turned like this? Because it seems like you said that you would do another season so you wouldn't be bullied. But if you could do it all over again, if you were on your porch watching golfers go by and they called you again and said, would you do the show? Would you get into this again?
No.
Interesting.
That's funny because I was just telling that to someone. If it was way back, the very beginning, got the phone call, probably not.
Probably not.
So
it's interesting. Do you ever, when you watch back the shows, I'm assuming you watch back this.
I haven't seen for season two. Oh. I didn't see the show.
Okay.
And this season, I only watched one part of an episode. It's where my son Spencer came to town.
Why is that? Because you're kind of scared to see?
No, I'm not afraid. I'm just, it's really just the backlash after the show, because immediately after the show, it's all the, this is horrible, but it's really the haters.
Yeah.
And so it's hard. I'm actually really sensitive. Mm-hmm. And so,
you're human.
You know, I mean, people think, oh, you just can't look. My friends are, don't look at the horrible things they say. And they're vicious, really horrible things.
Wow.
Like, Leslie, my favorite is, Leslie does this weird thing with her mouth, and I do.
That's what I do.
Because I watch, like, pieces, I was like, oh, my God, I really do this weird thing with my mouth.
No, it's true, because that's what I was going to ask you, because even us as hosts, you know, when you watch back your footage, you see certain things that you can kind of see where people are critiquing you and criticizing you. And
everything.
And there can be growth from that, even in your personality and how you, and I was just wondering if you were able to see some of the things that, oh, maybe I shouldn't have acted like that. In that scenario.
Oh, yeah. At. Oh, definitely. There's certain things that I've said and done that I'm just horrified at. I'm just like, oh, my God.
You had explained earlier that you're a parent. Now, watching yourself on the show, and you just said there's sometimes there's things that happen that you are not proud of or you wish you didn't do. How does that affect you as a parent? You know, do you find it's harder being on the show and knowing that your kids or your family members are going to watch this?
Well, most of my family members and my personal friends, they think it's funny. Because they'll say, I can't believe you said that. That is, like so funny. Mm-hmm. Like, that's so not you sometimes. Mm-hmm. Because, like I said, you go bigger.
Mm-hmm. But for your daughter?
In this, I haven't really done anything. I actually am trying to be an example for her.
Yeah.
I'm trying really hard. And the show's the way sometimes it's edited, it comes out. Some things are beautiful. Like yesterday's episode was a baptism. And I was completely, utterly sincere. I wanted to have her baptize him and worked really hard. And it was Joel Osteen's sister, April. Yes, and who was, you know, the pastor and baptized Kaylin. But then by the time it gets edited and cut and the other cast members, they just make fun of me. They say things like, well, what church do you go to? You're not a Christian. Did she take classes? Was she supposed to take a classes before she's baptized? And she's not. I mean, endless. They were calling it blasphemy because I wanted to have her.
And with her, I mean, it's a special relationship because she's your goddaughter, right?
Yes.
How has that dynamic kind of helped? I mean, being on the show, has it helped you guys grow? Or do you think it's
She is the most remarkable young lady that I've ever known. She came to me foul mouth. even the way she would dress, her attitude was like, you know, what? Bring it on. I mean, just saying anything. And now she will actually call me and say, guess what? Somebody sent me a tweet and said I was a whore. And I said, well, you know what? I'm sorry you feel that way. Have a nice day.
Oh my goodness.
So she's really trying to just be like, to kill people with kindness and just see how, you know, I mean, her life has just changed and she's, oh, wait, I can't say it. Something's happened in her life that we will find out about in a couple weeks.
Can't wait to watch.
Can we get a hint?
It has to do with love.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's going to be interesting. What's the biggest lesson that you've learned being on this show?
I don't know. You know, I just can't think of really a lesson. But what I have learned is I'm actually a little jaded. You know, it's sort of the women thing. I'm not used to Texas women. Mm-hmm. I'm not used to people that talk behind your back. I'm not used to that. In our lives, we have our friends that love us.
Right.
You know, and if somebody doesn't like me, then I just never talk to them ever again.
Or it's funny.
And you can't get away from them on a show.
Or what's interesting, you don't normally hear what other people have to say about you.
Yeah.
Because, you know. Okay, yes. Yes.
And that's such the interesting thing that it's kind of scary that life can be kind of negative. There, when you're in a room, even not being a celebrity, not being on a reality show, there's four girls that walk into a party, and it's scary. If you had a mic on those three girls, that.
That's
why is
true.
Stanley wearing? Why do they even call her Stanley? Anyways, is she a man? You know, it's sad. Yeah. And hopefully, these shows can teach us to kind of
watch
change.
It. Yeah. Watch that would
and check our own selves because I know I've done it. You know,
well, I've it's hurt people's feelings. Like I've said something in the you know when you sit on the interview where you can say things, and I've actually had a fellow cast member call me and say, "I can't believe you said that," and I'll go, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't know it would hurt your feelings.
Right.
I didn't realize that." And then it's vice versa when I. Like, you know, especially if they make fun of my son or, you know,
yeah,
or Caitlin.
That's hard. Yeah.
That's really hard.
I give you guys so much credit for being able to, you know, face the world and put yourselves out there to be criticized and ridiculed and taken
people
everything.
Are nice. Yeah. People are nice to me. Although I've had a couple of people come up to me and go, "Oh, you're Leslie." And they walk away. I'm like, "Oh my gosh, you know, I'm
well,
sorry.
You made an impact.
You made an impact
in your life."
But then at the same time, reality shows and what you do is such a blessing because so many people learn so many life lessons that you've gone through that it's like, okay, there's so many people that have been in your goddaughter's position, being called those names, being bullied,
yes.
And can see how she's handling it and getting through it. So it's pros
true.
And the cons.
It's not easy because she has ups and downs.
Yeah.
Last week, I was really hard for her. It was really hard because it was all the adult women saying that she was sexually active, and she actually wasn't. I mean, she hadn't been with anybody.
Goodness.
And so she can handle the other girls, you know, even though some are older than her, but still in her peer group. But when women in their 40s are, you know, calling her a skank.
Right. Like, because I was telling Leslie that I watched the episode. It was all about the urinary tract infection. And a lot of ladies, you know, that we've had experiences with it. But
automatically assume.
But it doesn't have to be sex. There's so many different reasons why people have urinary tract infections.
That's right.
But,
and in her case, there was another reason.
Right.
So it didn't have to do with sex.
I mean, you said she's been dealing with certain issues.
She was
like that since she was
four years old.
So, you know, I was, like I was telling you, I was bullied as a high schooler. In a way, I do wish I had someone to, like a show like these reality shows, to see what to do, what not to do when it comes to bullying. Because these women from Basketball Wives all the way down to, you know, Big Ridge, Texas, and even America's Next Top Model, you know, we deal with this and we see it firsthand. So, It's a good thing.
Definitely.
It's a positive
thing. I'm hoping. I mean, that's my goal.
Well, you're doing
I think you're doing a good job.
It's not easy.
Yeah,
and you're very strong. And that's what I love about Basketball Wives in Big Ridge, Texas. We're really showing strong, powerful women.
Yeah.
You know, even facing adversity of, like, bullying or, like, name-calling. But still, like, all of these women, you guys are so, like, strong and powerful. And it's so good to watch. Because before on TV, you just see meek women that would just cry and just turn the other cheek. And it's kind of good to see a little bit of that spice.
And talking of power, you know, you were saying that you did a lot of real estate and beauty pageants.
Mm-hmm.
What other than the reality show are you doing right now?
I do have Life's a Pageant, so I do pageant coaching. And before the show, I actually did it for a lot. It was just sort of word of mouth, and because I love doing it. I love just inspiring women. And some people are anti-pageants, but I did my first pageant when I was 26 years old. I wouldn't have been able to be on stage. I wouldn't be on the reality show had I not done a pageant because I was so painfully shy. It was like my esteem was probably fine. I was just really, really shy. And to even speak or even know what to say. And so I love just helping women, you know, or even young girls to be on stage, to be able to give a speech, to
I love because pageants are so, like, you know, people are kind of either against it or for it. I mean, Toddlers and Tiara, which is, I think we have an AfterBuzz show for that one. And what do you think about the little 2-year-olds, you know, wearing the makeup and
I don't like it.
The flippers.
You know, I don't. Oh, I know.
Yeah, the flippers. Because you were 26. You made your own decision to do the show.
Yeah, I don't care for it. Now, there are some little girl pageants where they call it natural.
Yeah.
No makeup. It's not judged, you know, and they do a little speech and everyone gets a crown and it's just something kind of fun. And because little girls like princesses and things like that. But when they're made up, I've watched it. And it is more makeup than I've ever had on, and it's almost kind of creepy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't care for
it. It's scary to see the transformation from the little girl at Bayard and then this made-up airbrushed Barbie.
Dolly.
Yeah.
Well, because they look like they're a teenager or someone in their 20s. If they still look like a little girl and they were just all cute, you know, like a little princess, maybe. I just don't like makeup on little toddlers. Yeah, that's just odd.
It's weird.
It's too much.
So when and where can we see Big Rich Texas?
It's Sunday, every Sunday, and it's at 7 Central, so I don't even know what time it is on here. On the West Coast, I think it comes on at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
So when it's on the Style Network. Okay.
Awesome. Well, we're excited to see the rest of the season unfold.
Well, you have to tell me what happens.
We'll let you know. We'll let you know. And do you want to tell us who's bullying you so we can beat her up?
Well, okay. It's kind of funny because I don't know if you know the pack mentality. I was actually watching it happen on Basketball Wives because there'll be one person and then there's this pack mentality, which is shocking to me. Instead of just two people picking
each other. Yeah, that's what I was saying. I didn't like they go from one person to the other.
And that's what's happened to me. It started with Bonnie and then, you know, she's enlisted Connie, my own cousin. And then Melissa. It's really the three of them and they are vicious.
In real life, when the cameras...
It's way worse.
That's what I was going to say. When the cameras are off and you bump into these girls, how is it?
It's scary. I have security with me. It's that bad.
Yeah, I knew it.
Yeah, it's bad. So.
Yeah.
Well, we'll make sure that we don't bring them into...
Okay. We're not right here, at least. You know?
Well, we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you. And we enjoy you. Yeah.
Thank you. It was so nice to bring
your positive energy in the studio and tell us.
Right off of a plane.
I know, exactly.
She flew in straight to AfterBuzz TV studio.
Just to speak to you fans.
Yeah. And you don't have social networking, but do you have a website that we can find you?
It's leslieberkland.com, and it will be up in a few days. I just have to do the little final touches on it.
Nice. We'll have to check it out. I'm excited.
And Miss Jasenia, how can we find you? Because you've been on America's Best Dance Crew. We saw JC the other day, you and I.
Yes,
and
he was we got to talk to him a little bit. He remembered me from season 5. I do have Twitter. Miss J Style. I have also Facebook, Jasenia Velasquez. And we have a couple of things coming up.
I was waiting to see if you were going to plug it.
that we have been brainstorming. It's a sexy fit. It's a stiletto fitness. And we see a lot of potential.
I don't know if you guys know this, but I was a dancer too back in my day. When we were in college, we danced on a hip hop dance team together, and we danced a little after college. So when she moved here, I had this idea of doing this sexy, fun workout dancing in heels, and she helped me develop it. We choreographed some great dances, and it's a great workout. And it's, you know, as this woman, we like to feel sexy, we like to feel good, and you get to burn some calories at the same time. So if you guys want to check us out, you can go to @sexyfit. Is it LA?
Yeah. No, it's sexyfit.
On Twitter it's @sexyfit, and then our website will be coming soon, and that will be sexyfitla.com.
And I will vouch for these girls. They're amazing dancers. Before back surgery, I definitely was doing some dancing with you girls, and you're amazing.
Thank you.
Love it. And I can't wait to show up at your...
Like our Facebook as well.
We'll like you.
Sexy Fit.
Yep. So back to Basketball Wives, do you guys have any predictions?
Since I'm still torn between the two, and we heard the story from Chantel, and we heard Jackie's side, I just don't know where to go with it. I still think... I'm going towards Jackie's. Team Jackie.
But I think that the girls, the whole group, now they're on Jackie's side. I think that's going to switch up as well.
Yeah.
Just for the moment.
Yeah, I predict, I feel like at the very end of this, I feel like everybody's going to be Team Jackie. I think when you start to bring the kids in, I think Laura's going to look a little shady for that.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
I think the opposite. I think it's going to be clear in a couple episodes that Laura was kind of bringing things to light, especially all the new people that don't really know Jackie. I'm sure she's going to show her ugly head and change their perceptions and see what Laura is doing. Doesn't mean Laura was right, but they'd be able to understand it and see that Jackie actually is the crazy one.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Jackie's one of those people. We all know people like this where it's like, oh, that's just Jackie.
See, I call those people precious. Those are precious people. Yeah, they're crazy, like, but they're still good people.
Exactly. You know how they are, what they're going to do.
Somebody's not falling for it.
You kind of just either decide, like, I'm going to accept this person in my life, even though they have to be handled a different way than others, and move on. So I think, I mean, you even see Drea in the next episode crying because Jackie is so passionate about talking about her daughters. And I think that there's a line that you don't cross. And because Laura crossed that line, I just can't seem, I don't think I could be
Team Laura.
Team Laura.
Gotcha. Yeah. But I just have to say before we go, you can find me at Your Girl Stanley. Make sure you tweet me. And I have a website, NadiaStanley.com.
Yes, I love this girl. You can find me at Lauren's Love on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook.
And you can find me, tweet me, or I guess Spicy Maddie would say play with my Twitter. Miss Mercedes, M-I-S Mercedes.
Me, Miss J Style on Twitter and on Facebook, Jasenia Velasquez.
Awesome. And yeah, we do miss Spicy and Rebecca. They couldn't be here today, but I'm sure they'll be here next week. Well, you guys will be there as well, our followers and watchers and iTuners and all of that.
Yeah, continue to comment, subscribe, tweet at us because we do see them, you know. Even there's some of them that we don't really...
Some of them are brutal.
We feel okay. Like you guys, Leslie. It hurts a little, but you know what? We appreciate the, I guess, authenticity.
Watching, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
we do. And thank you, girls, for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
And thank you, Leslie.
My pleasure.
And we will see you guys next week right here, AfterBuzzTV.com.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.